Hi, and welcome to the Tea Woo podcast. Today's date is August 23rd, 2021. This is audio log number 10. I hope all of you have been doing well. Currently, where I'm at, we are in a heat wave. Today, I think the temperature and humidity was like 38 degrees. So it's been very, very hot. Very hot. Hoping you guys are having a hot summer too. I wanted to talk about a post that I came upon on Reddit, as I usually do. And this post specifically made me feel many emotions, and which is why I felt like I wanted to share it on here. And it was found on the, it's called True Off My Chest subreddit, and I think that that subreddit is about, like, you know, kind of confessing to wrongdoing, kind of expressing guilt kind of subreddit. I usually don't go on that subreddit, but I somehow stumbled upon it and that door had opened. And so this post, and I'm gonna read it because I think it's, you know, more accurate if I do. It's titled Failed My Rescue Dog. Okay. In 2015, my wife and I decided to rescue a lab pit bull mix from a no-kill shelter. We went in to look at cats, and I ended up falling in love with this dog. I've always been a Batman fan, and this dog looked like a Bruce. We took him home that day. His age was estimated to be around 2 at that time. At this point in time, my wife was a stay-at-home mom, and my kids were pretty small. My oldest was 4 and youngest was 1, or just under. Bruce was so sweet and attentive to the kids around him. He would be very gentle with my 1-year-old and constantly wanted to lick to show his love. Things were perfect. Fast forward 2 years later, and my wife is no longer a stay-at-home mom. She has a full-time job, and I'm working 60-hour week still. I don't know if it was separation anxiety or what, but Bruce began to chew himself uncontrollably. His skin would be raw and he would develop bald hot spots all over his skin. I'm sure he was in pain. He became more aggressive around the kids. Bruce was not as friendly as he had been previously. He would growl when one of the kids would grab his toy or touch his bones. He would also walk right on top of my kids instead of around them. I remember vividly he walked directly on my youngest daughter's face, and it scared me because he was so big. At this point in time, I began contemplating seeing if rehoming was a better option. We had less and less time for him, and I needed to give my kids my full attention when I wasn't working. The aggression continued, and he began to urinate all over the basement. I had enough. The no-kill shelter we adopted Bruce from had a requirement that if you no longer able to care for the rescued animal, you had to return them back to the shelter. This was what frustrated me the most. I've cared for this animal for 3 years, and I felt it was my duty to make sure he found a good home. I had committed to take care of him forever when I adopted him. Taking Bruce back to the shelter was one of the hardest things I've had to do. It kills me to know that he was probably so scared alone, and the only thing he wanted from me and my wife was more time and attention from us. I wish I had been stronger. I wish I had been a better dog owner. I miss you every day, Bruce. I hope you were adopted quickly and that you found a forever family to take care of you. My kids still remember you fondly, and when I come across photo of you on my phone, I end up in tears. I love you, buddy. I'm so sorry that I failed you. So this story, as you can tell, the guy just regrets giving his dog back to the shelter that he got him from. He had taken care of him, and he basically gave up. And honestly, reading this made me really upset. Really upset and really uneasy, because, you know, this is the reason why people at, like, adoption centers, people at, like, pet stores and stuff, they always ask you if you're sure you want to take this pet on. And that's, like, the main point. Like, I feel like it's so, like, it should be common knowledge that if you decide to take home this pet, you are responsible for their entire life. Like, without a doubt, unless you come to a point of undue hardship, which is like very hard to define, because it's like, have you really tried hard enough to take care of this pet, you know, to all means possible? And when I read this post, I honestly felt like this person who wrote this didn't try hard enough to take care of that dog at all. Because I'm like, dude, it doesn't say anything about you trying to like hire someone to walk him, to spend time with him, or the fact like, why is it like the dog is only coming to you and your wife for attention? Like, you have two kids. They can't play with him too? Is that not encouraged? I honestly was really upset, because it also doesn't seem like he even tried to give that attention. You know, it's like, and the fact that he says like he still works 60-hour weeks, it's like, you were working 60 hours, you had two kids already, and you still decided to get a dog? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you obviously have your hands full, right? And then you decide to take on a dog. And then you give up on taking care of that dog after 3 years because they don't fit your schedule anymore? That is so messed up. And I honestly, I don't care that this guy feels bad. He's so guilty and he's confessing it to now. Like, you should forgive him. No, like, no forgiveness there. This is why like pets get abandoned. It's people like this dude who doesn't fully understand what it means when you go to adopt a pet. It's not just some kind of toy you can just throw away after you're done, or if you don't want to give it attention anymore. That's not how that works. And this, just reading this makes me so mad that you think you're going to write this on here and what? And people were like saying, oh, it's okay, it just happens, you know? And they were like having, I don't want to even read the comments, because they would just be like, yeah, it's tough, man, something like that. But it's like, dude, why did you adopt a dog when you work 60-hour weeks? Like, why are you working 60-hour weeks? Are you like a CEO? Do you make a lot of money? And if you do, why can't you afford to send your dog to like a doggy daycare where they can get the attention and care that they need, right? So that they can have a happy life. Like, oh, honestly, this really, reading this really made me upset, and I really wanted to talk about it. Obviously, I don't want to talk about it with my partner, because he's going to be upset too, because honestly, these people are the reason why there's like cats and dogs being abandoned in some like hill or like at the church or whatever, and like this kind of behavior. I know he says like he feels like he's responsible for taking care of him forever, but the fact that he even considered to rehome them after 3 years is ridiculous, right? And the point that he was really upset about having to bring them back to the shelter instead of himself finding a new home for the dog. Well, it's like, because the shelter built that into the system, so they don't have people like him taking on pets that they can't take care of. And then instead of sending, like, they can at least guarantee that if you can't take care of them, give a pet to us, because we can take care of them and we will do everything it takes. Okay, if you just take them and you're like, change your mind the next day and you give them to whoever, you don't care what happens to them, or you're gonna drop them off on the side of the road for something else to happen to them. Like, no, the shelter is being like responsible and putting this in their system so they can protect the animals from people like this. And the way that this guy even goes to say, like, you know, I was so frustrated because I had to bring them back. Yeah, you should be a fucking ashamed. And that's probably why they did that. So you have to bring them back to where you chose them, where you voluntarily picked them, and feel bad about giving up something you promised like to take care of forever. Yeah, that should feel bad. And I'm actually really happy that shelter does that, because people need to feel really strong guilt and really bad, because nothing's going to stop people from treating animals like shit, honestly. Like, and this guy, oh, I mean, okay, yeah, he feels bad. Okay, maybe it's not as bad as those other assholes out there, but I was really mad. when I wear this. And then after, it kind of got me thinking about, you know, what would happen if I was in a similar situation as this guy. You know, what would I do? Because at the end of the day, this guy's situation is, to be fair, he had two kids. And he had a full-time job when he adopted that dog, right? And, like, to assume his wife was going to stay at home forever, honestly, was stupid. Like, you shouldn't assume that's going to stay like that forever, right? And you still decided to get a dog. That's just on you. That's you being irresponsible. That's you not fully acknowledging and evaluating your capability as a person and your time, whether you can actually take on something else. And a dog is literally not something that you can neglect and not spend time taking care of. Like, the dog is like the least, right? You can get a cat and you could probably just feed it and it'll be fine. You know, pet it sometimes when it's in the mood, but a dog of all things. And the fact that this guy highlights, like, oh yeah, I fell in love with this dog because it looked like Bruce from Batman. I'm like, dude, seriously, that's just straight up irresponsible and stupid. Like, come on. And it's like, okay, own up to your mistake that you took this dog in, and now you have all these responsibilities that, mind you, the fact that he highlights, like, I need to give my kids my full attention when I wasn't working. You had kids when you got them. Were you not spending your full attention with your kids when you're working when you got the dog? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. Anyways, this guy's situation is just straight up, he's just irresponsible. But I can imagine people are in situations where they really can't do anything about, like I know people who have to live in, like they rent places. Like, if they rent, like, a room or apartment or something, and sometimes if they get kicked out, right, they might have had a pet there, and then they get kicked out, and they can't find a good place to live, because a lot of places that rent, like, you rent, they don't allow pets, because I guess landlords, they don't want you to have pets. But, and that's something that I can, like, I feel bad, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, then maybe you shouldn't have gotten a cat or a dog if you don't have a home. Which, I mean, it's very common to rent nowadays. And it's just like, okay, well, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of tough, right? You should be aware that if you're renting and you get a cat or a dog, it is going to make you harder to find accommodations for in the future. And you could get kicked out at any time, because landlords do that. They can kick you out at any time for whatever reason. But they might give you like two months, 3 months notice, right? But if a lot of places don't allow pets, there's really nothing you can do, and you're going to have to wait for listings that say allow pets, right? So, it's a tougher say. Like, it would be different if I read a post and it's like, you know, I had to give them up because I had to move and I couldn't find anywhere and I couldn't afford anything. Like, that would be a different, like, you know, okay, I feel really bad, right? And I would be more understanding and would be so upset, to be honest. But and obviously that person would feel just as much guilt, just because that's one aspect you really can't control. Because at the end of the day, you try to make as much money as you can. Everyone's trying to do that, right? Everyone's trying to make as much money as they can so they can be happy, so they can live. But oftentimes that's not up to them to say, and their living situation is a really important part, like having a roof over your head. And if that just comes down to having a pet and not having a pet, yeah, giving them back to the shelter that you got them from, they still have a place to live, they still have food, and you need to have, right? But yeah, and I mean, there are extremes too, right? I remember reading this new, it was like an article about this woman who was a flight attendant, and she got injured on the job. Like, she fell off of a, you know, I think it's like those transport buses in the airports. So they would just like move flight attendants and passengers to like the terminal. So it's like very fast, and they usually like, they're like, you have to hold on kind of thing. So apparently she hit her head, she became disabled, she could no longer work, And the apartment that she was living in, she couldn't afford anymore because she lost her job. And whatever she was getting paid, like I think she was getting like disability, LTD or whatever, it's not enough because it's like only 66.67%. Like it's not your 100% pay and things like that. And like, I think she had pets at that time. And because she had pets and she got kicked out of her apartment, it was really difficult for her to find a new place. And because also she had, you know, she's disabled and she had a lot of expenses too related to the health problems she got when she got injured, she wasn't able to like afford to find a home. So basically she ended up being homeless. She tried using the shelter system, but because the shelter system have a strict like no pets policy, she ultimately decided I'd rather be homeless than give up my pet. I think she had like two small dogs. So even that situation, I'm like, it's really unfortunate what happened to that woman. But at the end of the day, through that really tough time, she still stuck it out and she still kept her dog. And I think she just ended up camping out at a park. And I think she was trying to sue somebody or something like that. Or she was like waiting for her pension. And ultimately she ended up getting like government housing because something to do with like she applied for government housing, there's a wait list, and also like I think she was waiting to get her pension, so move from LTD to pension, so then she would be able to get a little bit more money and she could afford now the government housing, something like that. Later she was able to find a home, but she was able to keep her pets because she did that, she made that decision, I'm not gonna leave them behind, right? So stuff like this, when I read it and then when I think of about the situation, like if it came down to it for me, you know, I would only think in the most extreme cases, if it comes down to either you lose your home, you can't find a place to live because of your pets, or you can't afford to do it, right? To me, I feel like I would really try my best to keep my pets with me no matter what. And I feel like if I'm setting myself up in a way that if say, for example, I do get busier, okay? If I do get busier and I can't spend as much time as I used to with my pets, with my cats, okay? I would try to do anything and everything to try and fix that problem. Either hire someone to help deal with the whatever is taking up my time, right? Or I would just really reconsider, what am I doing? Like, what is it that's worth more than doing what I love, right? Because I love being with my cats. And so then I'll be like, even now I'm working a lot more. Working from home is kind of difficult to kind of have the work-life balance. And so I would question, you know, is working that much really worth it at the end of the day? No. Like, no one's gonna die if I don't do this stupid project by the end of the week or whatever. No. You're probably gonna get some moaning and groaning, but at the end of the day, no one's gonna die. Whereas, you know, my cats, they're probably like waiting for me. They come to me and they were like, they want attention. You know, they just want to spend time with you. It's honestly, like, for me, it's kind of like not worth it. But like, if I was to take, for example, the kid situation, so this guy, he's saying like he needs to spend time with his kids and he can't devote any time with his pets. But then for me, honestly, like, I'm not saying I would put the pet over the kid, no, but I wouldn't put the kid over the pet necessarily, just because like I have five and like I wouldn't neglect them in that way. And to be honest, like, kids, they can spend time with you, but they could also spend time with like my parents, their grandparents. They could spend time with my brother, right? So I feel like it's not like I could find people to come take care of the kid too. Whereas my cat, it's like I'm their everything. You got, like, does that make sense? I don't want to sound insulting to my own kid. I mean, they might listen to this in the future, but honestly, like, when you take on a pet, right, you're promising them, I'm going to take care of you. So to me, when you fail on that promise, for whatever reason, let it be money problems, family stuff, like you have a baby or whatnot, it's like you're failing that. And to me, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't accept that at all. Like, if it's important enough for you, and this is something that I think is like a, I don't know where I heard it from, I forgot. It might have been from like a TED Talk or something to say, like, it's like, if it's important to you, you'll find time for it, no matter how busy you are. You could be Elon Musk, you can be Jeff Bezos. As long as that one thing is important to you, you can find time to do it. You either shift your time or shift your priority, because if it's important, you will do it. And so that's where I think about like this issue and this specific topic and how it relates to, you know, your life. And then, and I mean, things in like life changes, right? But how you deal with these changes, I think, is really important. And I like the your priorities change. But at the end of the day, big things like your major values like this shouldn't change. So if you're dedicated, dedicated to this pet that you took home, you should be dedicated, right? It's not like you're going to change your mind 5 years down the line, but like, you know what? I don't care that much about this dog anymore. Like, no, that's messed up. That is messed up. If you're going to think that's okay, you should not get a pet. Yeah, you should not get a pet. And I feel like that's why, I guess, like reading this, I get really mad, because it's like, you should not be getting a pet, right? Like, that's messed. Another story, and I don't know if it's true, and I don't know, so my partner told me it, but apparently Sylvester Stallone, the guy who acted as Rocky, he was broke, and he had a dog, and he was broke, he had no money, he didn't have anything, like, at all, so he actually had to sell his dog in order to get some money for food, and he was really sad. He sold it to some guy. I think it was like a German Shepherd or something like that. I'm not sure what kind of dog it was. He was really sad. So I think it was right before he got famous too. I think he was just like an actor, a broke actor, and trying to get by and like trying to get gigs. And then he had to sell his dog. And then when he got the gig as Rocky or whatever, and he got mega famous, he went back and bought the dog back. And I'm like, that's real loyalty. And it's really sad because, like, you know, sometimes when you see people on the streets and they have their dog, I feel, and I don't know if it's just me being biased, but I like to think that they're kind of like that too, kind of like a Sylvester Stallone, like they're not going to leave their dog behind. Kind of also similar to that story I told you, how that lady was refusing to go to the shelter because they have a no pet policy. So that's, to me, really loyal. And this guy, the guy who wrote this, is just an asshole who doesn't understand what it means to have a pet. And I hate that this world is probably filled with more of these assholes than the loyal types. And that really, really gets me. But yeah, I know today's podcast sounds pretty heavy, but honestly, this post really hit me the wrong way and really got me mad, because it was like this guy's like feeling guilty and confessing and feeling bad, but then it's just like, fuck you, man. Like, why the heck did you even adopt that dog? And it's just horrible because this is also sounding like a big dog too. So big dogs, they don't really have long lives, not as long as the smaller dogs, so they only live about 10 years. So this dog was already 2 when he adopted the dog, okay? And then he lived 3 years with this guy and he got returned back. And mind you, he lived 3 years and he was like in pain because he had like the bald spots and whatnot. And then he got returned back to the shelter again. I feel like, damn, this guy really messed up this dog's life. That's like half his life right there. Okay. Like, when they're 2, I don't know what, like, this dog could have been like adopted by a family and then given up again, and then he adopted this dog and then give it up again. Like, holy molars, like, that sucks. that is a shitty, shitty life. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of dogs feel because of people like this. And it's really sad. And also that's literally the reason why there's so many stray cats sometimes in the city, because people adopt them, also don't get them neutered or spayed or anything like that. And then when they don't want them, they just leave them behind. I remember one time watching this, I think my partner showed it to me, and he was really pissed. He was really pissed. It was like one of those, I don't know if it's a GIF or if it was like on Imgur. So this lady, was like filming this cat. It was like, this cat, no, she was like filming her. It's like a neighbor across the street. They're like, are they gonna leave the cat behind? And they see, and it's her filming the neighbors getting into a car and driving away, and the cat is just left there. They're like, the lady pets the cat, gets in the car, and you see all the stuff in the car, and she just drives away, and then the cat's just there. And then the neighbor was like, they didn't just move away, did they? And so they keep filming. And then apparently, like, it's like added clips. They're like, the cat's still there in the same spot at the front door. And she's like, I put some water there because I wasn't sure if they're going to come back. And I was worried the cat was going to get thirsty. And then after she filmed again, it's like, it's raining. They're still not. I don't think they're coming back. And then, and so it's really sad because you just see this cat outside waiting. And then the person is like, oh, I adopted the cat. I took the cat in and it's going to be my cat. So, I mean, it had a good ending, but it's just like, holy crap, right? That's a really asshole move. Like, why would you do that? Like, you just left the cat there. And that's why there's so many stray cats. Like at least bring them to the shelter or something, right? Anyways. Yeah. This kind of like pet content honestly makes me so upset. It's crazy. I really shouldn't read any pet content of any kind except for like cute cat pictures. But even then, sometimes it's sad because it'll be like, oh, my cat passed away yesterday. These are like a bunch of photos. And I'll be like, oh my God. Because, you know, it's honestly a roller coaster. So I just try to like not. I mean, I follow so many like cat subreddits. It's kind of ridiculous, but yes, I don't want to start going on my spiel of cats. But anyways, I just kind of wonder if it's common knowledge. I assume it would be common knowledge that when you adopt a pet, you kind of dedicate your life to taking care of this pet, right? I would hope so. And I guess I want to ask you, do you guys have pets? And what would you do for them? Like, if you came down to, you know, losing a roof over your head and being with your pet, what would you choose? Would you choose to give them up? Or would you choose to be homeless? Obviously, hoping that doesn't happen. But, I mean, when it comes down to these tough decisions, and when you're no longer able to give the same care to your pet that you used to, I mean, how do you ensure that you always be able to? Can you? Yeah. My thought is I will do everything I can, and I hope that I can do everything I can to fix that and never have to, you know, have this kind of ultimatum choice. I hope I never get into that situation, nor do I hope any of you pet owners ever have to get into that situation, because honestly, it's really bad. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. And I hope you guys are having a good day, good night, or good evening.